25-year-old Simon Charles Durante Day was put up for adoption after being born in 1966, but he says he has proof that his birth parents are, in fact, the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall.
If you read a headline, and we were talking about this yesterday, that a Queensland man claims he's a love child of Prince Charles and Camilla Bowles, you'd go, really? How was that possible?
Because they were together before Diana. They broke up for Diana.
Apparently they were close in the 60s. Yeah. And it would have Charles would have been 17 and Camilla would have been 18. He joins us now. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. Yeah,
but now, when people hear this, they go, how is this possible? But you were actually adopted from the UK at a young age.
Yeah, well, that's right. I was born in Portsmouth somewhere. We're not sure where yet. And I was adopted out to the Day family at the age of 8 months. So that's when it all started.
Now, your adoptive grandparents, you're saying that did they both work for the Queen or they had some sort of connection?
Yeah. No, my grandparents, the story that I was told was that Granddad was the gardener and Nana was the cook at a royal household. That's how they met, fell in love, and then got married from there. They then moved around the UK. Granddad was in the Royal Navy, worked in submarines for a while. He was a military policeman. He then came back on shore and worked in the prison service as a prison guard in Portland and in Portsmouth. And it's that he got the Imperial Service Award for long service with the government.
So you believe young Prince Charles and Camilla had a passionate moment. You were born from that. And then because of your grandparents being linked to the royals there, then you were adopted out to their family. And you think that's sort of how, and the royal family said, if you adopt this child, you agree to keep it on the down low.
Well, that's what everyone's assuming. I haven't said any of that. But that's pretty much the story as it would go. Yeah, I mean, as Mr. Johnson tried to identify in the ITV show, I identified this gap many years ago back in when I first came back from my grandmother telling me in 1998. And I did the research and I looked at the time frame and I thought, well, is this possible? And if you go through all the biographies, all the newspapers, and put them all together, and you see this date range from, I've seen from 1969 through to 1974. So it's the world's longest polo match that's ever been going.
Yeah.
And it's a bit rubbery. And then Mr. Jobson comes along and says, oh, no, that's not the case. It's 1970 and in a flat that no one can prove. So, I'm not fooled by that. They're clearly together. There's evidence of it out there much earlier. They've been together, I can prove, from at least January 65.
And if it is proven to be true, what is it that you're actually after?
Well, I want peace and settlement on this. I mean, adopted people would understand that you want to know where you come from. Yeah. I mean, my wife was adopted and she got to sit down with both sets of parents and hear their side and put her own views across, and I saw the healing that brought to not only to her but to the family. So this is what I'm looking for is mainly some healing that this is the truth and the things have happened and that that's the story.
You could be king though, because you're in front of William.
There's an argument over that. I mean, everyone in England will immediately defensively say that's not possible because I was born out of wedlock, but that's not necessarily the case. I mean, but like I keep saying, let's get to step one first. That's hard enough
prove
without getting to step two.
So is there a rule, is there, that if you're born out of wedlock,
you can't
take the throne?
Previously, but I don't know if it's changed, because remember there was all rules as well that you wouldn't be able to take the throne if you were the daughter.
The other point with that is that the birth certificate that I have is just, it's fake. It's got a pseudonym as a mother and no name as a father. So this person that is supposedly my mother was never born. So if I haven't got a mother and a father, how could I have been adopted? So if I haven't been adopted, then I'm still their kid.
We have so many questions to ask. We're talking to Simon Charles at the moment. He believes that he is the love child of Prince Charles and Camilla, was adopted out. There's been some talk around you having met Camilla when you were younger. We've got some questions we want to ask you about that. We'll do it straight after this. Stand by. It's a Justin Bieber on the air at 17 past 8.